Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, everyone, and this is indeed the time for Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, April 29th. It is 11:05 on the clock. Thanks so much, everyone, for joining me today. It is a beautiful day to call in to a radio show because it's not very nice to be outside right now. Of course, there were some really cool things that happened this morning. We'll get into that just a little bit. As well as our calendar of events, news and notes, things going on all throughout central Wisconsin. But the main thing of this show is to call 424-2600 if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. And, of course, anything else you want to talk about. Over the Back Fence is the name of the show, and that is what we do, chatting over the back fence. Let's start off the show with a phone call. Good morning. You are on the show.
Yeah, I'm looking for a wood chipper.
Okay.
And my phone number is 715-459-5831.
459-5831.
Yeah, I'm not looking for a great big huge trailer mounted industrial chipper, just a kind of a household chipper or something like that.
Sure, okay.
Perhaps a 3-point chipper, but
all okay. Right. Thanks so much for the
Thank
call.
You.
Yep. Bye. Have a great weekend. Looking for a smaller size wood chipper, if you can help him out with that, 459-5831, 459-5831 is the number to call. That's how easy it is, ladies and gentlemen. Just call up 424-2600 like that gentleman did. If you're looking for stuff, if you're looking to sell stuff, if you're looking to talk about rummage sales, it is almost May, shocking enough, it is almost May, which means get those rummage, garage, yard sales, whatever you want to call them. Get them out there. Let us know about it. And we can get people to come over to your sale and check out what you have got to sell. Let's grab another call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
We are looking to hire a carpenter handyman for 3 small projects. 715-423-7070. And I also have a women's Carhartt jacket with hood, size medium, with a quilted nylon liner, worn only a couple times, $75, okay. 423-7070.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. Have a great weekend.
Bet.
423-7070, 423-7070. If you would like to take a look at that jacket she has for sale, Carhartt jacket. Also, they're looking for a carpenter to help them with a couple of small projects around the house. 423-7070, the number to call for that. Before we go any further in the show, I want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. You can call them at 715-424-4101 for a free, no-cost consultation. Of course, free does mean no cost, right? A little redundant there. But anyway, no-cost consultation. You can also check out their website at jca-insurance.com. Located on 8th Street, good friends over there. They can help you with health insurance, life insurance, other kinds of insurance to help you with your Medicare as well. Check them out. It's great. It's a local concern, of course, a local business that we love to support here on these airwaves, and they help to support us in the community. So if you're looking for the things that they offer, health insurance, some life insurance, some Medicare help, other kinds of insurance, give them a call, 715-424-4101, to get their no-cost consultation to figure out what they can do to help you. We, of course, are going to get into our normal features here on Over the Back Fence in just a little bit. We're going to look into our mailbag. We're going to go into our news and notes and calendar of events. But before that, let's talk a little programming here on WFHR. But before we do that, we'll do what we're here for. Let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have farm fresh eggs for sale. It goes under the headline of Abby's Nest, and they're brown or white eggs. And they can call me at 457-6547 if interested.
Okay, 457-6547.
Yes.
All right, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Eggs, farm fresh eggs. Interested, 457-6547 if you'd like to pick up some farm fresh eggs right here in the area. All right. Let's get into that programming information before we move along on the show here. Just want everyone to know that after this show, which ends at noon today, we've got the Charlie Barron's Cripes Cast from 12 to 1. Charlie interviews people, comedians, friends, Midwest people, or people who like the Midwest, as he likes to call it. Charlie's always a great interview and very funny, of course. Then from 1 to 2 today, we've got Under the Helmet with Gilbert Brown, the Gravedigger, and Earl Ingram talking about life, sports, what have you. It's always a great conversation with them. I also want to do a quick shout out to our friends at Max Inc. Radio. They are on the air tonight from 6 to midnight. And if they got a really cool guest this week. So if you're interested at all in the band, the Chicago, how about listening to composer, vocalist, and keyboardist Robert Lamb? Yes, he is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Chicago. And they're going to be touring in Wisconsin in just a few weeks in a couple of places in the state here. They're going to be talking to talk about his latest album, upcoming shows, Madison and Milwaukee Memories, lots of touring around here, of course, as well. The early career, lots of great stuff. We're going to listen to some of his music as well. That's tonight from 6 to midnight. That's Max Inc. Radio out of Madison. And, of course, they talk with a lot of local bands and artists as well. And we've been talking with them about getting some of our artists on the airwaves down there as well. So it's very, very cool. Looking ahead to tomorrow on Sunday at 1 o'clock on WFHR, we've got the Sunshine Polka Show. Tim Hubbell, the polka guy, takes you through an hour of waltzes and polkas and all kinds of music from right here in Wisconsin. You can't find a better state for that kind of music, right? He does a great job of putting together a wonderful show. He scours the earth for these artists. And you're not going to have more fun. I can guarantee you that. It's a fun, fun show. 1 o'clock tomorrow on Sunday. Sunday nights, of course, we have a couple of shows that we produce right here locally in Wisconsin Rapids, including my show, Seth Faces the Music, from 6 to 8 every Sunday. This week, I didn't have enough time to put together a show because I had a lot of other stuff going on. A little more on that when I get to talking about Director's Cut. So we're going to do a repeat. We're going to be doing the show I did about dreams. Plus, there's a little curveball in that. So if you missed it the first time, that was last year when I produced that show. If you missed it the first time, there's a big curveball that comes in the middle of the show. So find out what it is. 6 to 8 tomorrow, Seth Faces the Music. All right, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
This is Abby's Nest calling again. I forgot to mention I have a 18-pack that I sell for $375.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling back.
I forgot to mention that.
That's all right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Just an addendum there for the eggs being sold, that they do have 18-packs as well, not just dozens. They also have 18 cartons as well. So the reason why I didn't put together a new Seth Faces the Music this week is because we've got a very, very cool, very special Director's Cuts coming up tomorrow from 8 to 9, every Sunday, 8 to 9. We have the first part of a two-part show with The Lizards, the legendary Wisconsin Rapids band. We get to sit down. James interviews all of the guys. We get to talk about their history, some of the struggles that they've had, the different membership, who's there now, recording their albums, and, of course, some of their great, great music. Can't wait. Can't wait for everyone to hear it. It was a wonderful experience to go sit with them in their studio and talk and go over their history and everything about them. It's a great conversation, and of course, great music. Not only live that we recorded when they did in the studio there, but some of their recorded tracks from some of their albums, we'll be playing those as well. Just to get a taste, if you have not heard The Lizards, or if it's been a while, it's a great way to catch up with them. Tomorrow night, Sunday, 8 to 9, Director's Cut, Part 1, The Lizards. Can't wait for everyone to hear that. That is great. One more show I want to mention here. It's been two shows now. I've done two shows on our sister station, Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Trail Tunes, every Thursday from 7 to 8. It's cowboy, western, south of the border tunes. I have had so much fun putting this show together. I can't tell you, it's been a blast, and I can't wait to get the next show up and going. Once again, I want to reiterate, if you would like a request, send it to me, seth@civicmedia.us, seth@civicmedia.us. Make sure you include not only the song, but the artist, because a lot of these songs have been done by many, many people. So if there is a specific artist you want to hear, put that in there. Let me know. If you want to make it a dedication as well, I'd love to do that. So send those in to me, seth@civicmedia.us, and we'll get those on the air as soon as I possibly can. Can't wait to start having your requests come in. That's every Thursday on WIRI 105.5, 7 to 8, Trail Tunes. One more thing I want to mention, since we're still on music, I might as well go ahead and mention this as well. The second annual Hoozles Rise to Music Competition will be kicking off June 8th. Right now, they are looking for people to participate. Musician registration is now live. You can go to hoozlesrisetomusic.com. You can go to Hoozles' Facebook page as well. There's plenty of places to go to find out where to sign up. It's even bigger this year than it was last year. It was a great inaugural season last year. We had lots of great bands and artists that contributed, and we've kept in touch with them. We've had them on Director's Cut, and it's been great. We love it so much. Now we want to expand it. Not only will they be invited to come on WFHR, and they will also be invited on Director's Cut as well. Max Inc. Radio is also looking to support us in this, which is one of the reasons why we're talking about them a little bit more, because we want to do more synergy with Max Inc. Radio. And that is a show that goes out all over the entire state of Wisconsin. Keep that in mind, everybody. That is all throughout the state of Wisconsin. But if you are interested, if you're a musician, a solo, duo, or trio, there's no entry fees, just remember that, but you do need to be prepared to play at least 15 minutes of material. It can be covers, it can be originals, it does not matter. For more information, of course, go to hoozlesrisetomusic.com. For a qualifier each week, we'll have a qualifier, and if you are a qualifier, you get a radio interview on WFHR, you get a performance at Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Ballpark, something else that's new this year, and a $200 cash prize. For the grand finale prize, you get a paid residency at Hoozles with the Lakes. You get studio recording time. You get radio interviews with the Civic Media Network. You get, perform once again at the Rafters Ballpark. You get a cash prize and the title, the coveted title of a Rise to Music Champion 2023. This is all, of course, taking place at Hoozles at the Lakes, 1497 Alpine Drive in Nacoosa. And all throughout June, all throughout July of 2023, we're going to be doing this once again. So stay tuned. We do know that the spots are filling up quickly. So if you're a musician who's interested in joining, get in on there. Get all that stuff together, because it's a great opportunity. Plus, it's great for those who want to just have fun, listen to some live music. We have a great area for live music. Let's keep that going on and on, everybody. All right. Looks like it's time for first break of the day here. When we come back, we'll get into our mailbag and news and notes, calendar of events, more of your phone calls. Of course, 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence right here on WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everybody. Ready for your calls here at 424-2600. As we continue through the day, we've got our mailbag items, news and notes coming up here. But I do want the calls to keep coming in, 424-2600. What will happen is I will continue to read what is in front of me. And then as soon as I am done with that, I will get to your phone calls as soon as I can on this somewhat gloomy Saturday. It is April 29th. I can't believe May is almost here. Wow. This day, this month, this year, oh my gosh, has gone so fast. My goodness. Starting off with our mailbag here, we have a couple of items here that are for sale. Two pairs of new men's golf shoes, both size 9.5. One is a Callaway V brand. The other is Intech Diamond 2. $40 per pair. If you're interested, please call 715-421-3817, 421-3817, and you may leave a message if there is no answer. And thank you for that. Thank you for putting something in our mailbag today. You can join in and put some stuff into our mailbag. There's a couple of ways you can do it. You can send it to me, Seth, at civicmedia.us. You can send it to you, excuse me, you can send it to info@wfhr.com. You can drop it off in person here at our station at 1690 2nd Avenue South. We are open 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. That is our regular business hours. Drop it off with Pam. Take a tour if you so desire. It's a great place. You can see where all the magic happens. Also, if you want to email us, like I said, make sure you keep it to three items just for the interest of time. And also a contact information is very, very important. A good description is also helpful so we can read it over these airwaves and people know exactly what you are trying to sell. Let's get in now to our news and notes calendar of events as we go along for this weekend and going into next week. We do want to let everyone know that the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department has now opened campgrounds. The Dexter North and South Wood County Park campgrounds and park areas are now open as of yesterday. They want to remind everyone that camping reservations are required. Log on to their online reservation system for site availability and make your reservation there. The website is woodcountywi.gov/department/parks. You can go that way and you can find where to log in and reserve your camping spot, I should say. The reservation site also allows you to reserve shelter buildings and purchase park passes for the disc golf, boat landings, and single-track bike trails. Beaches will open officially on Memorial Day weekend. As a reminder, dogs must be kept on a leash at all times within Wood County Parks, and owners are responsible to clean up after them. That should go without saying. If you want more information, reach out to them at 715-421-8422. 421-8422. You can also email them, parks@woodcountywi.gov. They also have a Facebook page, and you can message them on Facebook if you are able. They also have Instagram pages, and Travel Wisconsin also has some great information on parks, not only in here, in the central Wisconsin, but also throughout the state as well. So they got a lot of great information there. Check it out. As May is almost upon us, let's once again talk about what the City Council has decided, that once again the city is going to offer No Mow May here in Wisconsin Rapids. It is completely voluntary and free of charge. City residents and property owners who are interested in participating may do so without registering. Each City of Wisconsin Rapids property is eligible to receive one free yard sign if you're participating, but we have a limited number of yard signs available, so please keep your yard sign. If you have one from last year, just go ahead and put that one out right again. If you want an additional yard sign, you can purchase one for $10. That's at the mayor's office, 44 West Grand Avenue, between 8 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. The goal of No Mow May is to provide early season forage for native pollinators by reducing our mowing intensity during a month when foraging resources are limited. Allowing lawns to grow longer without treating them with chemical pesticides or herbicides leads to an increase in the number and types of native plants, which are a great source of food for pollinators, such as bees and butterflies. Additionally, it provides important insect habitats for those who are still in diapause, which is a type of hibernation, in early spring. Weed growth in May is particularly important because many other spring blooms have not yet emerged. That is why we are doing it. It's for our pollinators. They are very important to us, especially in an agricultural area such as we live in. That's why it is so important. Registration is now open for Mid-State Technical College's annual college camp. Central Wisconsin students entering grades 6 through 8 are invited to attend this all-day event on Wednesday, June 14th, so it's a little ways off still, on Mid-State's Wisconsin Rapids campus. College Camp gives students an opportunity to explore careers and Mid-State programs through workshops and activities. Each attendee participates in 4 career exploration sessions of their choice. Sessions offered this year include agriculture, civil engineering, cosmetology, criminal justice, culinary arts, emergency medical technician, IT security specialist, medical coder, nursing, welding, and a student life scavenger hunt. That sounds like fun. The deadline to register is Friday, May 26th, so we'll continue talking about this until then. And participants are encouraged to register early as sessions are first come, first served. There's a $45 registration fee that covers the event, including all sessions, snacks, lunch, camp gifts, and bus transportation. Check-in is from 8:30 to 9 a.m., and camp concludes about 4:30 p.m. that afternoon. Bus transportation is provided by Adams, Marshfield, and Stevens Point campus locations, from those locations, I should say. For additional information, including bus schedule and registration for camp, college camp, go to mstc.edu/camp. All the information is right there. Another very cool thing that our good friends over at Mid-State offer in this area. Very, very cool. Plenty of blood drives have been going on throughout central Wisconsin recently, but we'd like to touch on them anyway. We had one in the Moravian Church this last Thursday. We had one at the former East Junior High School as well. We have more coming up, of course, as we go along here, but the American Red Cross also has a place available if you want to give blood and there's not one going on. You can always head up to Stevens Point. They have one going on today, of course, at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, 3201 C Main Street. That's right next to Hyde Music. That's going on until 2:45 today. Skipping ahead to Monday, they'll be open from 12 p.m. to 6:15 p.m. And on Tuesday as well. They'll be off on Wednesday, but then they'll be open again Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And the hours from there are from 8:15 to 2:45 or 8:30 to 2:45 as well. So if you are now is the only time you're able to give blood, now you can head on over to Stevens Point. Or if you're in the Stevens Point area, and give with the American Red Cross. Those are always available to you. And, of course, we will talk about ones as they come up in various towns and communities in central Wisconsin. Going on as we speak until 2 o'clock today, you can go to the Sandhill Wildlife Area in Babcock. That's located at 1715 County Highway X. Join the flock at Sandhill Wildlife Area as we welcome you to come to their open house. Explore the property with a guided tour along the Trumpeter Trail or join the Raptor Education Group as they will give 2 presentations throughout the day with live raptors. Very cool. Hot dogs will be available for sale along with complimentary drinks and treats. This is a free event. Come anytime until 2 o'clock today. So if you still have a chance and you're in the Babcock area, want to head that way, go ahead. Check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Learn more about birds and birds of prey, which are cool, aren't they? I think they're cool. Lincoln High School Theater and Music Department is presenting Nickelodeon's The SpongeBob Musical. They have their first couple of performances on Thursday and Friday. Another one tonight at 7:30 and one tomorrow, their matinee, to wrap things up at 2 o'clock p.m. This is a very fun and cool show. And I can tell you that I am planning and my family are planning on attending tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Sunday matinee. Songs are by people, you may have heard of, like Steven Tyler and Joe Perry of Aerosmith, Jonathan Colton. Maybe some John Legend, Cyndi Lauper, Panic at the Disco, some of my favorite bands. They might be Giants and Flaming Lips. Plus, you get to go check out the kids. If you want to listen to a podcast of James interviewing the kids, the cast and crew of the show, go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, click on Morning Magazine, and then go ahead and just look for SpongeBob down the list of what we have there. Take a listen to the kids. It was a great interview, and it was a lot of fun. Tickets are $15. Students with an ID are $10. You can buy those at the door. It is at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids tonight and tomorrow. Tonight at 7:30, tomorrow at 2 p.m. SpongeBob the Musical from Lincoln High School. And while we're on the topic of music and events coming up, of course, spring concerts will be coming in full force throughout the month of May. Let's go ahead and take a look at what's happening here first at Lincoln High School. Monday, May 1st, we've got District Band at the Fieldhouse. That's at 6:30 p.m. Got a lot of Mondays throughout May that they'll be having concerts. The District Band includes the middle school and the high school. So that is, it's a whole group of, lots of groups will be playing on Monday at 6:30. So keep that in mind, everybody. And then we'll have more coming up through May. On May 8th, the District Orchestra at the Fieldhouse will be playing. And then Monday, May 15th, the band concert at the PAC at 7 p.m. And that's from Lincoln High School. So coming up this Monday, we have the District Band at the Fieldhouse and more coming along. Looking ahead at Assumption High School and their spring concerts, we have one coming up this Tuesday, May 2nd, from the 4 to 12 spring band concert. This is at 6:30 p.m. at the Assumption High School Gymnasium. It is free and open to the public. Looking ahead to May 4th, over at our friends at Port Edwards School, they have their elementary school concert at the Dorothy Alexander Gymnasium. That's at 4 o'clock. And then coming up on next Sunday, and we'll be talking about that this next week as well, 1 p.m. instrumental program with the 6th through the 12th grade at the gymnasium. And then at 2:30 p.m. the same day, the vocal program will be taking place. That's 6th through 12th grade as well. Lots of concerts coming up. And then, of course, NACUSA has some concerts coming up later on in the month in May on the 19th, and we'll talk about that as we get closer as well. Lots of great music coming from our students in May, all the spring concerts happening up, coming up here very shortly. Want to give a shout-out to our friends at Hoosels at the Lakes. They have live music tonight from 8 to 11. Jordan Bain, our good friend Jordan Bain, will be performing. He was on a episode of Director's Cut. If you want to check that out, listen to Jordan, his songwriting, his singing ability, and his guitar playing. He's an amazing artist. Check it out, Director's Cut on civicmedia.us. Shows, Director's Cut, find Jordan Bain. Listen to some of his music live, and he is very, very cool and good. So shout out to our friend Jordan, performing tonight at Hoosels at the Lakes. Looking ahead more to May 1st. I'm going to skip that one. We're going to get to that one later. I want to get to this one first. If you listened to the morning show yesterday, Maria Hartley, Miss Wisconsin Rapids, joined James and Terry during the morning show at the 9 o'clock hour to talk about an initiative that she is working on, which is very cool. It is the Making a Change campaign that officially kicks off starting Monday, May 1st, this coming Monday, runs through May 30th. All the proceeds raised from the campaign will benefit Focus, our good friends at Focus, feeding our communities with United Services. Participating schools include all Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, Assumption, Emmanuel Lutheran, NACUSA, and Port Edwards Schools. They're all involved in this. Area businesses with donation buckets include Quality Plus Printing, the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber, Piggly Wiggly, and the Wisconsin Rapids Quality Foods locations, just the Wisconsin Rapids ones. And this is a 3,000 piggy banks will be delivered for students at elementary schools to keep money in. It's kind of a penny competition, but it's more than that because it's also helping teach fiscal responsibility to kids as well. And how crucial money management skills are, and that's one of the things they're going to teach while doing this. More than 5,000 students are going to be involved in this as well. So good for you, Maria Hartley, Miss Wisconsin Rapids, on her Making the Change in the Community initiative, which is happening starting on Monday. Also starting on Monday, oh my gosh, I can't believe this has started up again already. Stuff the Bus is starting already up on May 1st. We're getting registration for Stuff the Desk is going to begin May 1st. It is a collaborative community initiative led by the United Way to ensure every student has the supplies they need to learn. All families with financial need are eligible to receive free school supplies. To participate, parents or guardians must register between Monday, May 1st, that's this coming Monday, through Thursday, August 3rd. There is a nice long period to register, but the earlier the better, so we want to make sure you do that. You can go to uwswac.org and you can just click on the Stuff the Desk banner to register. That's how you can do that. You can, of course, call 211 as well, and they will also give you into the right place. They'll get you the right information to get to the right place for that as well. And, of course, the Stuff the Bus event will be coming up in August to get ready to get all the supplies. And Terry was talking about this on Friday. They need lots of volunteers, not only to people to donate stuff and cash to help buy other things if needed, also to help get everything prepared. And that's going to be a big project. So if you can help out with that as well. Terry said they did almost 1,000 or just over 1,000 last year, an amazing number. And they're definitely going to need help with that. So 211 or go to their website and you can also get information about volunteering. Also happening May 1st. My goodness. Monday is going to be a very busy day. The Community Substance Use Engagement event will be happening at the Mid-State Auditorium. It's 500 32nd Street North in Rapids. It's going to be at 5 to 6:30 p.m. This is a Community Substance Prevention, Wood County Youth Initiatives, Narcan and Fentanyl Test Strips, and Supporting Recovery. That's what you'll be learning about at this event, all these different things. And there will also be food. There'll be some food provided by Starbucks, from Politos, and more. This is in partnership with Impact. For more information, contact Jacob Wagner at 421-8907, 421-8907, and that is Jacob is with the Wood County Health Department. You can also email him, jacob.wagner@woodcountywi.gov, for more information about this event happening on Monday from 5 to 6:30, Community Substance Use Engagement event. Go check it out. It's a very important topic in this area. I think it's time for us to take a short break here. When we get back, we'll continue on looking at what's happening this coming week in Wisconsin Rapids. Also, we'll also look at some more events happening later on in May. And, of course, your phone calls, 424-2600 is the number to call. If you're looking to buy or sell items here on WFHR, this is Over the Back Fence. Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Little brightening song here for this kind of gloomy day out there. Chilly and gloomy, and spring is here, right? Spring is here, he kept saying to avoid the obvious. No, here's hoping that spring is here indeed. Oh, my goodness. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence here at WFHR. Hope you're having a great weekend so far out there, everybody. We're going to continue on with our news and notes and calendar of events right now. All right. Looking ahead to Tuesday, we have our good friends over at Focus once again. They're teaming up with Extension Wood County at Focus. Some classes coming up that are very, very cool. And some people that, of course, we talk to on these airwaves, on Morning Magazine, all the time at Extension Wood County. Janelle Weir, who is a horticultural educator, will be having a container gardening seminar or class, I should say, on veggies. How cool is that? Container gardening veggies. You can grow your own stuff. That's coming up on Tuesday, May 2nd, from 3 to 4 p.m. All of these are from 3 to 4 p.m. at Focus, 2321 West Grand Avenue in Rapids. Coming up on May 9th, we've got Hannah Wendels, the Foodwise educator, and she's going to be talking about making the most of leftovers and food safety. Oh, my goodness. That one looks awesome. That's something I could definitely learn something from, 3 to 4 on that Tuesday, May 9th. And then May 16th, where's my money going? Tips for tracking your spending. Our good friend Jackie Caratini will be there, human development and resources educator with Extension Wood County. Jackie's great. You've heard her here so many times, and she's a wonderful person to talk to and a very, very good teacher. You can RSVP by calling 715-421-8437, 421-8437, or go online to bit.ly/focus2023, and they will get you hooked up with whatever class you are looking for. Coming up on Wednesday, our good friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, are going to have their weekly bingo. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. Go support the Elks and all they do. If you're interested in joining the Elks, they're kind of on a membership drive right now. You can call them at 715-423-1930, 423-1930. They're located at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. And, of course, they do all kinds of great stuff for our community, including American Heroes Cafe, which will be coming up again soon, a couple of those in May as well. The second and fourth Wednesdays, they offer that, including the Quilts of Valor will be coming up very shortly as well. We'll talk about that as it gets closer. Heading back to our friends from Focus. Don't forget, on Thursdays from 4:30 to 6 p.m., they have their neighborhood table meal that is at 2321 West Grand Avenue. It is in person now. So head on over there if you are in need of a meal or know anyone who could use a hot meal. Go over, check it out. They always have a great spread there for the community to enjoy. That's Thursdays, 4:30 to 6 at the Neighborhood Table in Focus's building. Coming up to next weekend, here's a couple of things we do want to highlight here as well. The Wisconsin Rapids Annual Bike Rodeo and Safety Fair will be happening at the Grand Rapids Lions Club Grounds Saturday, May 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All area kids grades K through 6 are invited. Kids can test their riding skills on a bike rodeo course and learn bike safety essentials. Free helmet fittings and bike safety inspections. You can complete a passport to safety for a chance to win a free bicycle. That's right. A free bike, everybody. Woohoo. All children must bring their own bicycle for the event and be accompanied by an adult. No dropping people off here, folks. A limited number of loaner bikes will also be available in case you don't have one. And lunch will be provided, which is just hot dog, chips, and a beverage as well. Bring your helmets to make sure you are safe to go riding. It's a great event, and we're glad that we get to team up with our Grand Rapids Lions Club to do this. So that's the Wisconsin Rapids Bike Rodeo and Safety Fair coming up on May 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also looking ahead to next week, next Sunday, the 7th, our friends at St. Bronislava, Holy Name, are doing their next all-you-can-eat breakfast, I should say. That's from 8:30 to noon. Located at 3200 Plover Road in Plover. The menu includes buttermilk and potato pancakes, French toast, breakfast sausage links, milk juice, and coffee. Cost is $9 for ages 13 to adult, $4 for ages 5 to 12, and free for ages 4 and under. The meal is cooked by the men of Holy Name, and the table service is provided by St. Bronze Boy Scout Troop No. 201. Proceeds from the breakfast go towards the parish school and youth needs, and once again, they thank everyone for their support. Aspirus Riverview Hospital is offering cancer support groups. Their next meetings are coming up here very shortly. They have on Monday, May 8th, a women's support group sharing meetings. This is for women cancer patients and survivors only. Tuesday, May 9th, they have the men's support group and sharing meetings. Again, men cancer patients and survivors only are for these. And then on Monday, that's the two coming up in May. There's more coming up throughout the year, of course. Both of these meetings will be held from 5:15 to 6:15 p.m. at Aspirus Riverview Hospital. Lower level conference center, rooms B and C. It is free. No registration is required. Just come as you are. For more information, call 715-421-7442, 421-7442. Looking ahead a little bit further, we've got some fun food events coming up. The annual Spring Salad Luncheon at St. Luke's Lutheran Church will be happening coming up on a Tuesday, May 9th. It's serving from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bake sale will start at 10:30 a.m. It's located at the church at 2011 10th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They even have a fast line for workers on your lunch hour. So if you're worried you're not going to have enough time, they got a nice quick line. You can get what you want. Get your salad luncheon, your bake sale. Prices are $8 for tickets. If you're preschool and under, you're free. Carryouts are also available for $8. A lot of great food. And we love this is one of those fun annual events that we like to talk about here. May 9th, that's a Tuesday, 11 to 1 at St. Luke's Lutheran Church, 2011 10th Street South in Rapids. More food, because we love food around here. That's right, soon. They're starting up. The VFW and VVA brat fries are coming up. Oh, I can't wait. They're so great. Come support your local veterans organizations. Both the VVA and the VFW, of course, put these on. The first one will be coming up Wednesday, May 13th at Quality Foods on West Grand Avenue. May 13th will be the first one from 10 to 2. They'll have another one on May 27th, June 10th, and June 24th. So we got a whole bunch of these coming up throughout the summer. We can't wait. We love the brats. We love supporting our veterans and the veterans organizations that do so much for our veterans here in the area. The first one's coming up May 13th. Mark your calendars, everyone. It's coming up quicker than you think. All right, let's take our final break here for the hour, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back with some more events coming up a little bit later in May and maybe touch on a few that are coming up in June. Just want you to let you know about that as well. More of your phone calls are welcome as well. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence. I forgot what show I was on for a minute there. This is Over the Back Fence, right? Oh, yeah, Saturday before noon. Yeah, we're here. Thanks so much for joining me today, everyone. Thanks so much for all the phone calls we've gotten today as well. I want to give a shout-out one more time to our sponsors, Jeff Clark and Associates Insurance Services. They are located on 8th Street South, and you can call them up at 715-424-4101 for a no-cost consultation. You can also sign up for one of those by going to their website, jca-insurance.com, or you can just search Jeff Clark & Associates in Google or your preferred search engine, and it will pop up there as well. If you're looking for help with Medicare, with life insurance, with health insurance, they are the people to talk to in Wisconsin Rapids. They are your local your local choice. There you go. Your local choice for Medicare, health, life insurance, other kinds of insurance. Find out if you have something you don't even know you needed. That's why they have a no-cost consultation, 424-4101, the number to call. Big shout out to them for sponsoring Over the Back Fence. A couple more things I wanted to touch on here before wrapping up the show. I did want to say one quick thing, that today was the last day for the Winter Farmers Market over at the Moravian Church. This was it for the season. Farmers Market will be opening up soon. I will get to that in just a minute. But I want to say a big thank you to all the vendors, all the people who visited, making this year a success. I know it was really exciting first year for us to open up our doors to get the community in there, but it was really great. And we do appreciate everyone who came to the market this year. Also, forgot to mention, Run the Rapids was this morning. Lots of people participated in spite of the weather. We got to see it right there from our house, and it was great to see all the people participating in Run the Rapids. A very successful event by the looks of it once again this year. Shout out to the YMCA for getting that one going as well. Looking ahead to summer, because, baseball is going to be coming up very soon. Can't wait. Rafters baseball coming up. Exciting, exciting, exciting. Just want to remind everyone, the United We Can Food Sculpture Contest will be happening once again this year at Witter Field, Thursday, June 15th, where teams of volunteers will build sculptures out of donated canned food. After the event, the Southwood County Hunger Coalition will distribute the cans to local food programs, adding to the total of over 64,000 pounds of food donated through the event since 2013. It's been going strong for 10 years. This will be the 10th year. And that's a lot of food. That is a lot of food, everybody. Not only is it a cool event, people get to be very creative with their sculptures, but you also get to support our great local food services as well. If you have any questions, you want some more information, please contact our good friend, Ben Eberlein, at ben@uwswac.org or call 421-0390, 421-0390, to get more information about the United We Can food sculpting event. Also want to let everyone know, We do have a date now for the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market. The Farmers Market is held, of course, every Thursday and Saturday through mid-October from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. along the beautiful Wisconsin River on First Avenue between West Grand and Goggins Street. The opening day for the Farmers Market this coming year is Thursday, June 15th. From 8 to 2, we have a date now. June 15th will be when the Downtown Farmers Market will be opening up. So stay tuned. We'll have lots of more stuff coming up. We've got Lunch by the River once again this year. We'll be talking about that more as we go along. Well, that just about does it for me today, everyone. Thanks for joining me on Over the Back Fence on this Saturday. Hope you're going to have a great weekend. Hope you have a good week coming up as well. Reminder that coming up after the show at noon, we've got the Cripes Cast from Charlie Behrens. At 1 o'clock, we've got Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown, and Earl Ingram together on that show. And then later on, Max Inc. Radio from 6 to midnight tonight, so check that out. Also want to remind everyone of local programming coming up tomorrow on Sunday, 1 o'clock. We've got Tim Hubbold's Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. However he says it. He's got a lot of names for it. But either way, whatever you want to call it, it's a fun show. 1 o'clock tomorrow on Sunday, you're going to have a blast. Polka, some of the most fun and happy music in the world, don't you think? Would you agree? I would agree. That's what I would say. Also, tomorrow from 6 to 8, we have a rebroadcast of Seth Faces the Music. My show that I did about dreams last year, that one was actually courtesy of my son. Thank you for that one, my son, for choosing that one. I thought, that's a great idea. I haven't done that one since we originally broadcast it. So that's pretty exciting. Songs about dreams and maybe the flip side of dreams, maybe some nightmares in there as well. Ooh, got to stay tuned. If you missed it the first time, here's a great opportunity to hear it again. 6 to 8 on Sunday, immediately following Seth Faces the Music from 8 to 9, part one of a true two-part series, The Lizards, the legendary local band. The Lizards have been around for 34 years, we found out. 34 years. What band? I mean, how many bands can say they've been around for that long? Not many. We talk with founders Milo and Mark, plus the guys that have joined them since then, including their newest member, our good friend here, Ben Shittick. 2 months. He's been there 2 months, and he fits like a glove. I cannot tell you how good they sound together. My goodness. We have some live tracks we're going to play, lots of great interview material. James got to chat with them in a very open and honest way about stuff that's happened throughout the years with the Lizards. They're recording their albums, the great experiences they've had. It's great. It's a wonderful opportunity to talk with some stuff that I'll bet a lot of people, even diehard Lizards fans, didn't know about. That's tomorrow, 8 to 9 on Director's Cut once again. So stay tuned for that. Thursday, of course, on WIRI 105.5 Trail Tunes. That's my show of cowboy, western, and south of the border songs. It's been a lot of fun. Don't forget to email me your requests, seth@civicmedia.us. Get those requests to me. And stay tuned. We're going to have some more local shows coming up on IRI as well as we integrate further these two stations together. Once again, thank you, everyone, for joining me today. I'll be back again next Saturday from 11 to 12 for Over the Back Fence right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.